Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for April 1, 2024, Easter Monday. It is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 to 15. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to this present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the gospel today. It was not easy to accept and to believe that Jesus would rise from the dead. Even the apostles themselves, who heard Jesus saying about that, and who witnessed all that the Lord has done, and presumably were taught what the prophets had foretold about him, that he would rise from the dead. They had doubts. They could not accept that Jesus would rise from the dead. So they surrendered by the fact that Jesus, a man, was dead. They went back to their ways. Two disciples went back to Emmaus with the thought and with frustration that everything were meaningless. The women, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, went to the tomb without thinking that he was alive. They just went there to put flowers, perhaps. And to their great surprise, when they were told that the Lord was risen, that the Lord was alive, that he had fulfilled his promise that he will rise after 3 days. So much more for the chief priests of the time, yet even to give a large sum of money to the Roman soldiers, who were very strict, to wave a lie that the body of Jesus was stolen while they were asleep, which is very implausible because Roman soldiers were trained and would never sleep on the job. But according to the gospel today, the Jews believed this lie, even until today. But even until today, though we may not have that unbelief as dramatic as those circulated by the high priests, but in concrete, in our lives, while we do believe by maybe routine, because it had been told to us many times over, but concretely, in our lives, we seem not to believe that. When we are faced, confronted with problems, we sulk and we feel defeated. We do away our faith, thinking that there is no way our crosses, our crisis will be triumphant in quote-unquote 3 days. We are Christians. We're supposed to believe in the power and in the love of God. But in concrete, we seem to discard this truth, this reality, that while God has risen from the dead, we too who believe in Him will rise from the cross, from death, not only hereafter, but even every day, as we are confronted as Christians with the daily crosses in our lives. We still seem not convinced that the cross is glorious. It is victorious, like it has triumphed in Christ.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.